Page 122. The Wealth Gap.
For 40 years, the U.S.-led global economy has produced an enormous improvement in human welfare. Since 1981, the proportion of the world's population living in extreme poverty on less than $1.90 per day has fallen from 42% to 10%. But in countries with advanced economies, inequality of income and wealth has surged. And nowhere has it surged more than in the U.S., where reliance on free market forces has been strongest. That magnifies rewards for those at the top and leaves most others behind. The trend helps those with higher levels of education and hurts the less educated. It lifts residents of major cities while leaving those in small towns behind. For growing numbers of Americans, it's just harder to get ahead. The market incentives inequality creates for hard work and risk-taking helps make America's economy dynamic, but it also imposes costs.
You need some inequality. The problem is when that dynamism at a point in time gives rise to dynasticism, such that the next generation doesn't get an equal footing, such that kids of affluent parents, even if they're are of mediocre talent, get to go to the best schools and get access to the most after-school investment, the most training, and so on. And talented kids from less affluent families don't get to go to good schools. They don't get invested in the same way. And that's a loss for all of us. That's not just a loss for them. That means our society will be less productive.
And it fuels the nonstop turmoil in American politics. Voters have thrown out the party in control of the White House or one chamber of Congress in six of the past seven national elections. 2020 promises to be just as contentious.
I think we're seeing that loud and clearly in the sort of politics of the past few years. People are increasingly likely to report that they believe the system is rigged against them. This is damaging both for the functioning of our democracy, but I actually think also for the functioning of our economy. You know, we're going to see people in increasing numbers sort of dropping out of our mainstream climb to economic success. And so we've got this economic malaise, and now we have this social malaise going along with it. And it's leading to political, loud political cries for completely, I think, upending our capitalist system.
Copyright CNBC.